Don't touch that dial. It is now time for the You Can Be an Overcomers broadcast with your host, Pastor D.K. Martin, sponsored in part by the Alexander Funeral Home, 1424 Statesville Avenue, here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. The phone number is 704-343-0450. And Flores Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road, off the plaza, owned and operated by Ms. Donna Brown. That phone number is 704-537-2800. Now, let's continue with Reach Out on Your Faith with Pastor D.K. Martin.
Mr. and Mrs. Public, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we will be praying, and we must continue to pray for the sick and shut-in everywhere. Happy birthday to each and every one of you born in February. And a blast out to all of my Facebook friends. This is Black History Month, and certainly we are proud to be who we are. James Baldwin was born 1924, 1987, his demise. One of his quotes is this: if you know whence you came, there is really no limit to where you can go. Doug Williams right now will lead us in a way with a special song. I am a living testimony right here on Praise.
How many of you out there really thank the Lord for being alive today? Listen. I could have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. I am a living testimony, and I thank the Lord that I'm still alive. Come on, Joe, help me. Testify right here. I've seen miracle after miracle performed in my life. You kept having mercy on me. I didn't even deserve to be alive. When I faced dangers that I couldn't see, you kept your angels and kept around me. I want to take and say thank you, oh, for keeping me alive. Come on, Joe, and testify.
I'll have needed friends and loved ones, oh, who have gone on before me. Lord, it caused my heart to believe.
Yes, it did.
But I read that it could have been me. I know that I'm not worthy. Lord, you keep on keeping me.
Well,
I want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, and the zip code is 28206. They have been in business for 100 years. They are a trusted name in the funeral home industry. Highly professional and quality service has ranked them as a leading funeral home provider in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Being instrumental in the early years of the civil rights movement, they are committed to sharing consumer rights pertaining to funeral care and expenses. The level of integrity sets them apart and has given comfort to families from all walks of life. You can count on the Alexander's highly trained and certified staff to give to each family the support, care, and AAA service that your loved ones and family deserves during those difficult times. From cremation to in and out of state shipping, the use of their chapel, they are here to serve you. That's the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. And their phone number is 704-333-1167. Their website is www.alexanderfunerals.com. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Hello, this is Pastor D.K. Martin, pastor of the Greater New Life Baptist Church, 1413 Anderson Street, here in the city of Charlotte. The word for today comes from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Stay with Christ and keep your joy. Sponsored by Floyd's Restaurant, 1820 Milton Road off the plaza. Open 7 days a week, serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday, starting at 7 a.m. and lunch and dinner throughout the week. Phone number is 704-537-2800. That's 704-537-2800. Owned and operated by Ms. Donna Brown. And remember, you can be an overcomer. How many of you remember Curtis Mayfield and the impressions? People, get ready, for the train is coming. Matter of fact, I hear it pulling up right here on Praise.
How many of you remember
her the late, great Ira Tucker with the Dixie Hummingbirds. Well, he's going to bless us right now with Christian Automobile right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.
Oh, you know that every time
I'm gone,
running for
just
Jesus
like an automobile.
Every child
I'm gone,
running for
just
Jesus
like an automobile.
Every child
I'm gone,
running for Jesus
just like an automobile.
Pride
is your driver's license.
Faith
is your steering.
Is gonna try to flag you down, but
keep on driving.
But if you
want to start,
oh yeah, you gotta check on your tires. You got a rough road ahead, and when you are weary from your journey, God will put you to bed. You've got to check on your brakes and stop your wicked ways. A man is born of a woman. It's only of a few days. You've got to check on your lights and see your own faults. Stop while you can see them, children, or your soul will be lost. You've got to check on your generator. You need more strength and power. You can't do nothing without the man. You need him every hour. Christians, oh, Christians, press on your starters and start your automobile. Put it in first gear and go up the hill. Drive on, children, if I ever see you no more. I'll meet you when I pull in on the other shore. And I'm not worried about my parking space. I just want to see my Savior face to face. You know,
prayer is your driving.
We have been blessed by the music ministry of the Dixie Hummingbirds Christian Automobile. Many of you this week, as myself, faced some things, and they could have been fatal if God had not led us by His Holy Spirit. Let's continue the message from last Sunday entitled Fatal Distractions right here on Praise.
At verses 1, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Again, we want to talk about fatal distraction. Can I preach to y'all this morning? A willfulness to embrace self-righteous attitudes represents the 5 foolish. I got to do it my way. I got to walk my way. I got to think my way. I don't believe that there is a God. What God need with me? What God need with my money? What God need with my life? I'm the captain of my own ship. But yet, when you hit an iceberg, you send out a distress signal. Help! And the only one that can walk on the water where you're drowning is God. Y'all gonna pray with me. You get out there in life and start sinking. Parents can't get to you. Friends can't get to you. Only God can get to you where you are. Surrounded by fire. He is fire. Drowning in water. He is the living water. You're starving for bread? Yes, he's the living bread. Yes, why not be wise? Yes. In 2015? Yes. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, stop being self-righteous. It's going to catch up with you one day. Amen. Don't wait until death stares you in the face. Yes, then try to whisper the prayer of penitence. You may be too weak to open your mouth. You may be too drugged by painkillers to remember that God is holy. I would not wait until I'm about to die to try to fill an empty lamp. While the blood is running warm in my veins, I want to be filled now. And the reason why I want to be filled now, because I see too much drifting and falling away. As Sister Lord has said, you ain't got to depend on nobody but me. Oh yeah, we get sad sometimes. We get teary-eyed sometimes. We wish all could hear, all could receive. But guess what? Dead weight is what it is. Dead weight. Sometimes you gotta cut loose what will weigh you down. And even being sorry about dead weight will make your life heavier. When you turn your back and walk away from bad news, don't read it again. Burn that newspaper. Look at somebody, say, burn that newspaper. Fatal distractions are many. For some preferred short-term pleasurements. Y'all gonna pray with me? These short-term pleasures have caused many to miss out on Jesus's guarantee of eternal longevity. When Jesus says you're gonna live forever, God knows I'm gonna take him up on that. I mean, that's good news to my ears. I'm telling you, that's hope. You know, some of us worry sometimes. We think, Lord, when I die, the skin worm's gonna eat me up. Well, you ain't even gonna know you've been eaten up. When you die, you gone. But the promise and the gratification of this relationship is being connected. Am I preaching too long here? I want to help somebody. These fatal distractions, short-term pleasures and activities are designed to get us out there on the limb. Christians who get frustrated and say, I can't live for Jesus. You are embracing more temporal insignificance. But once you get down to brass tactics and you realize you either gonna do or you're gonna die. I'm here to report there are some have said, I'm gonna do and I'm not gonna die. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm going to do and I'm not going to die. Man, when your lamp begins to overflow, I'm telling you, come hell or high water, sickness or death, heaven is in my view. I don't care how much the world strains upon you, because your lamp is filled with the oil of gladness. You have joy unspeakable,
and full of glory.
Yes.
This joy that I had,
yes,
the world didn't give it to me.
Yes.
The world didn't, can't take it away.
Yes.
This all that I have,
yes,
strengthens my resolve,
yes,
and it promotes my faith.
Yes.
My trials are the fuel to my faith.
Yes.
But when I go through,
yes,
my lamp lights my pathway. It leads me in the presence of God. There you'll find me,
yes,
on bending knees,
yes,
like I was on yesterday.
Yes.
All that I used yesterday,
yes,
was for yesterday, yes, confrontation.
Yes.
But all that I need today,
yes,
is for my challenges today.
Yes.
And can I help y'all with this?
Yes.
The all of gladness,
yes,
will put clapping in your hands,
yes,
running in your feet.
Yes.
I think about the movie Selma.
Yes.
They had to have the oil of gladness. Fire hoses,
yes,
being turned on them.
Yes.
But they did not retaliate. Billy clubs being beaten upon the lives of our ancestors. But they did not retaliate. Police dogs released, being bitten. But they did not retaliate. But the oil of the Holy Spirit not only granted us our right to vote, not only granted us our right to sit where we want to sit, not only eat where we want to eat, live where we want to live, but the Holy Ghost put the first black man in the White House. Now tell me that the Holy Spirit is not needed. And I have to respond and tell you the devil is a lie. You can be down today and get in touch with God, and he'll lift up a bow down head. The question is, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it?
I pray that you have been blessed by the message entitled Fatal Distractions. Funeral announcements for the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. The phone number is 704-333-1167. Or you can go to their website, and it is www.alexanderfunerals.com. Give them a call today. Ask them about their prearranged and pre-financed funerals. Make an appointment with one of their licensed prearrangement counselors today. The Alexander Funeral Home has been in business for 100 years. Well, you want to do the very best for those that you care for. Remember the Alexander Funeral Home. Funeral announcements from the Alexander Funeral Home. Mr. John Payne, service Thursday at 2 p.m., graveside service. Mr. Nelson Hopkins, wake 11:30 on Friday, service 12 noon, New Beginnings Church. Miss Ruby Lee Mobley, wake Thursday, 10 a.m., service 11 a.m. at Stakesville Avenue Presbyterian Church. Miss Hattie Reed Wingate, wake 12 noon on Thursday, service at 1 p.m. at the St. Paul Baptist Church. Miss Margaret Louise Timberlake Gray, wake Saturday 11 a.m., service 12 noon at Victory Christian Center's Dome. Miss Elnora H. Jordan, wake Saturday 12 noon, service 1 p.m., New Shallow Baptist Church. Mr. Lonnie McNair, Miss Sarah McNair, wake 12 noon, Friday, service 1 p.m., Sherman Memorial Church of God in Christ. Mr. Bobby L. Irvin, wake 6 p.m., service on Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Alexander Funeral Home Chapel. Miss Brenda Lamore Mansell Strait, wake Monday 11:30, service 12 noon at Simpson Gillespie Church. Miss Thelma H. Troy, service is scheduled for February the 21st, and wake will be at 11 a.m. Service at 12 noon on Saturday at First Baptist Church West. Incomplete, Mr. Willie McDonald. When you want to do the very best for those that you care for, remember the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. The phone number is 704-333-1167. Again, that number is 704-333-1167. Their website is www.alexanderfunerals.com. And remember, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We are praying for you. My time is gone, and taking us out will be the legendary Edwin Hawkins singing with the Hawkins Singers, Oh Happy Day. Have a blessed Sunday. Until next time, right here on Praise.
For the last half hour, you have been listening to the You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show with your host, Pastor D.K. Martin. You can tune into the broadcast every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 6:30 on Praise 100.9 and 92.7 WPZS. Also, you can listen to the broadcast on www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast page on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone 24/7, 365 days out of a year. On the World Wide Web, You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show is brought to you by the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. Also, we want to thank Flora's Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road, right here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, owned and operated by Miss Donna Brown. You can also correspond with Pastor Martin at the Great New Life Baptist Church, located 1413 Anderson Street. The phone number is 704-376-0603. If you're interested in any CDs, use this information and we will get back with you. Until next Sunday, my friend, remember, you can be an overcomer.
Reach out on your faith. I said reach out.